The global Catholic aid and development organization Caritas Internacionales yesterday opened its General Assembly. The six-day meeting brings together hundreds of delegates from local Caritas organizations around the world who are meeting to discuss challenges facing the humanitarian and development community. Charles Collins reports.
A tale of two summits. That's a reference to the fact that the Caritas General Assembly in the Vatican coincides with the summit of the leaders of the G8 countries in Germany this week. Denis Vigneault is president of the Caritas Confederation. He told us how Caritas is using this coincidence to remind the G8 countries of their promises to help the development of the world's poorest nations.
The double face of the coin, you know, between the G8 meeting this week in Germany and this meeting with Mrs. Mattei as an example of a lady, of a woman involved in the fight against poverty through environment. So some kind of a double image of the world today.
A keynote speaker at the opening session of the Caritas Assembly was the Nobel Peace Laureate Wangari Maathai of Kenya, recognized for her persistent struggle for democracy, human rights, and environmental conservation.
It's also possible to engage the G8 countries in terms of agreeing on policies that they want to put in place in order to reduce the emissions in the industrialized countries.
Underlining the link between environmental protection and overcoming poverty, she urged all Caritas members to embrace an environmental agenda through projects as simple as tree planting programs at parish level. The Caritas General Assembly closes on Friday. I'm Charles Collins.